Welcome to the latest economic update with Professor Joe Nellis. Joe, what's your assessment of how we're doing?
Well, it's not too good and it's not too bad. In Q4 last year, the economy shrank by 0.5%. In the first quarter, it's grown by 0.5%. So we're really at a standstill at the moment over a six-month period. We're now into the second quarter, and signs are not that good in terms of growth going forward. And for the year as a whole, it seems that most organisations are downgrading the forecast for the UK economy from about 1.7, 1.8% down to as low as 1.3, 1.4%. So that tells me the general view is we're not coming out of this recession as strong as we would like, and therefore this year and next year will be difficult for us.
What do you think will happen next year? Will it be weaker than the 2.3, 2.2% that's been forecast?
I think it will be weaker than those figures of more than 2%, really because there are a number of factors holding us back. I mean, we still have to feel the full force of the government cutbacks. House prices are not rising very strongly. In some cases, they're still falling. Unemployment is rising, although slowly, thank goodness. You know, in general, the UK is not forging ahead as much as we would have liked in terms of historical events.
You mentioned the squeeze. Now, can the private sector take up the slack that's affecting the public sector?
Well, there's two points there. Can it or will it? Obviously, it can. And there is some evidence in the first quarter of the year that the private sector is beginning to expand, especially since we look back at the budget. You know, there were some measures there, a reduction in corporate tax, which will reduce year by year. That will help private sector investment and private sector confidence. The question is, will it grow enough to absorb the fallout from the public sector? I'm optimistic, but it's going to take a couple of years before we really feel the benefit of private sector growth. So cautiously optimistic is what I would say.
You mentioned inflation, and that's really eating into household incomes. There's a real squeeze going on.
Yeah, this is a big factor. It's not just inflation, which is running at almost 5%, but there's the tax increases as well.
And we've got commodity.
And commodity prices still rising. If you put all those together, it is absolutely clear that real household disposable income, in other words, what our income can buy, they're being squeezed this year, next year and beyond. Let's put on top of that the fact that house prices relative to retail prices in general, they're falling on average still, or at least not rising. So I think put those together, we are seeing in a matter of 2 or 3 years, perhaps the biggest squeeze on personal wealth that we've seen for a generation. And I think that's no exaggeration.
So the outlook for the rest of this decade isn't good at all.
It's not.
If we can't grow, beyond our trend growth.
Yes, and growth is what we need to create the tax revenue, to create the growing wealth, to create the income growth, to make us feel better and to rise our living standards. The problem is this. A number of countries that have gone through similar transitions in previous decades, when you've got a quote-unquote a decade of growth that's below trend, that's described as the lost decade. A lost decade of income, a lost decade of growth and welfare, a lost decade of growth and well-being. I think the UK is facing the danger of experiencing a lost decade. And without being too pessimistic, remember Japan suffered a lost two decades since the 1990s. So I think we've got to be aware of this and try to get ourselves in a position so that, you know, we don't expect too much, but at the same time, don't talk ourselves into a depression.
Looking across the onto continental Europe, Germany seems to be doing pretty well. 1.5% increase in GDP in quarter one. So that's three times what we've got.
Indeed. Germany is a powerhouse. It is still the world's second biggest exporter, only second now to China. It is a manufacturing powerhouse, and not just volume and low margin, it's high added value. Germany, of course, didn't go into this financial crisis with the same problems that we had in terms of the banking situation. It's much more conservative in its structure and in its behavior. And I think it's really benefiting now from that conservative philosophy and enjoying the emerging market growth, because it's exporting not only to Europe, but to those booming markets in the Far East and elsewhere.
So in this coming decade, could we see a three-tier Europe with the top players, Germany and France, the UK in kind of the middle ground, and Greece, Portugal in the bottom tier?
Yes, that's a phrase I haven't heard before. We often talk about a